This sound was recorded on the 9th of December 1963, medium resolution.
About things and life in general, and sort of think on different lines, and I think the main idea of the place really is to stop us from thinking too much about material things and the past, and try to sort of direct our minds in certain ways towards things which would be beneficial to us in our progress. It's all tremendously interesting, actually. At first, I didn't quite know what to make of it. It was the most extraordinary sort of combination of all sorts of odd things, you know, like a school, like Borstal, like I don't know what. It was the most peculiar setup. Anyway, I began to see the good in it. At first, I was rather amused by certain aspects of it, but actually, it's extraordinary because you can eat and you can drink here, you can go to bed, you can play cards if you want to. In fact, you can do all more or less things that you would have done on Earth. And there seems to be no real restriction. But gradually you begin to realize many of the things that you've been in the habit of doing are pointless and useless anyway. They have no substance. That's the whole point, I think. You begin to find out that things which seem to have reality and substance no longer do. And therefore you begin to change your outlook, and you begin to think, oh, well, this isn't very necessary, I'm just doing this, and it's so stupid. And you cease to desire to do it, and you don't do it. And it seems as if you gradually change in consequence. It's tremendously interesting.
Oh, how interesting. And do you go to...
I go swimming, I play tennis, I ride, we have horses and animals here, pets. I've seen people with their pet dogs and cats even. Actually, there's some women here too, and we all mix very freely. Of course, there's no sex or anything like that.
No.
And funny thing is that I can't honestly say that sex has entered into my thoughts really hardly at all. I think, well, through the turmoil and everything going on around me when I left your side, that aspect of myself, my mentality, sort of didn't seem to play any part at all.
No.
I haven't felt any sort of instinct in that direction. It's always as if that side of my nature is more or less gone.
Gone.
Quite frankly, I see things so differently anyway. And the extraordinary thing is the different personalities and characters one meets and the kind of clothes that one wears. And at first, I know this sounds quite stupid, but one of my first reactions was to one... Well, I suppose you called it a party. At least there were all sorts of people gathered there, and everyone was very jolly and seemed to be quite happy, and it was all very free and easy. And some of the costumes that they were wearing struck me as rather odd. And my very first impression was it was a fancy dress ball or something, because there were people in all sorts of costumes and all sorts of times and ages, and I didn't realize at first that these were souls that had... Well, some of them are teachers that are attached to the place, and I began to realize that afterwards, and they were assuming this outlet and way of dress to partly because it pleased them, and partly because it added color and made sort of lightness and interest. And I wanted to feel so much warmth coming from all these various people, too, especially those who had obviously progressed and who were acting as teachers and guides. And the varying degrees and conditions of life here are so interesting. And the costumes is purely personal. If you feel you want to dress in a certain way, then you can and you do. Actually, I've never felt much desire to dress in any other way than probably an open shirt and pants and that sort of thing. I mean, I can't get the idea of just myself, the idea that I can dress in a kind of robe. Somehow I feel a bit of an ass in that, but maybe I should get used to the idea and develop it later.
Yes.
But at the moment I'm quite happy just to wear an open neck shirt and a pair of slacks, you see.
Yes, that's what you usually used to.
I always felt happiest like that, and in consequence I do now, you see. Anyway, I must tell you a lot about it when I can.
Yes.
But goodness knows, one just has to hope for... You see, the trouble with me is, and I think it applies to even those who profess to know a lot about this subject. I mean, I'm not sort of... I hope I'm not butting them in here. I don't mean to be...
But
I think sometimes they do get confused with time. You know, I do terribly. I mean, for instance, one may say, oh, yes, I come to speak to you next Friday or Thursday, whatever it is, and one means to do that, but sometimes one loses all idea of time. It may be months later, you see.
Yes,
terribly difficult. I suppose these guys who really know all about it can tell time much better, but personally I find it totally confusing.
Oh, I've always inquired about you, and they tell me that you're getting on.
Yes, I believe you. I know
and
you're
liked very much, you know.
Oh, I get on. Put it like that. I get on. Everybody likes me. But then you must admit, what you've got to accept is, on that score, old dear, is that the vast majority of the people that I'm with aren't much better than me, so it's quite natural we sort of hit it off. I'm not one of the big knobs yet, you know.
No, but Frederick and Dr.
Marshall... Oh, yes, well, I've met them. Of course, and they are very progressive, and they are very interesting, and I'm sure very helpful. I found them most helpful. But I sort of feel not exactly uncomfortable with them, because they've been so kind to me. But I still feel that they're so miles ahead of me that I feel rather like, well, I don't quite know what, like a louse in a head of hair, you know.
Oh, you get on wonderfully.
Yes, but I'm sure I do get on awfully well. I always did get on pretty well with people, but I think everything must come in its time, obviously. I mean, I can't expect to run before I walk, can I?
Yes.
Anyway, I'm very grateful to you.
Oh, you needn't be
grateful. Well, I am grateful, because you know you've been awfully sweet and very kind, and your thoughts have been a great help to me. Anyway, I'll come and see you again as soon as I can.
Yes,
I can't say when, but I hope it'll be this week.
Oh, I hope
you
so.
Sit, I'm told Marshall tells me you sit two nights a week.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll come whenever that is.
All right. Don't forget.
I won't forget. All the best, old dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.